Well, God bless you all. It gives me great joy and pleasure. And what a privilege it is, once again, to share God's wonderful word. The title for tonight's sharing, those of you who are writing it down, is simply, Our Gift. Our Gift. But before we do that, like Shati was alluding to earlier, let's take our minds off the problems of the world for now, because we can. Remember, John 14:27, it says in there that, let not our hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why? Because God is big enough.
I've got a heart that's full of faith-filled helplessness. There are mountains ahead that I can't move by myself. But I know when I'm weak, He's strong. When I can barely breathe, there's still a song. Even though it's hard right now, I'm not here on my own. So when it seems it can't be done, I know God is big enough. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough. He'll finish everything you start. He'll meet us right here where we are. And I can feel faith rising up, 'cause I know God is big enough. There are days when the shadows of doubt make me feel small. I declare that I don't stand in my strength at all. 'Cause I won't live a game you didn't plan. Every single moment is in your hand. Even if the whole world shakes, you're the rock on which I stand. So when it seems can't be done, I know God is big enough. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough. He'll finish everything you start. He'll meet us right here where we are. And I can feel faith rising up, 'cause I know God is big enough. The hurt and the sorrow, bigger than the lies I've told myself. So when it seems it can't be done, I know God is big enough. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough. He'll finish everything you start. He'll meet us right here where we are. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough to finish everything you start. He'll meet us right here where we are. And I can feel faith rising up, 'cause I know God is big enough. Yeah, I know God is big enough.
He sure is. He sure is. And, you know, I was just thinking the other day that Christmas is just around the corner. And people like myself are anticipating gifts because we all like to receive gifts. But like most gifts, you open them up, enjoy them for a while. Then gifts, most of the time, they're just another thing you once enjoyed. Well, what about the gift of Holy Spirit? It's a gift that lasts forever, and we can take it everywhere. It never wears out. It's also a multi-purpose gift. It truly is the powerful spiritual Swiss Army knife. Remembering how our Heavenly Father gave us the gift of all time, Jesus Christ, and we didn't even deserve it. So now what do? We serve and share the gift of power and love. That's what we do. How about we look at some of God's places that talk about the gift? Well, for starters, I would ask you to go to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. As I go there, Acts 2:38, we want to remember that this is the best gift any of us could have received. And here Peter says in verse 38, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins. And you shall," there's no doubt about it, "you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So, with that in mind, again, what do? We share it and the love and the power that this gift has. This gift the apostles had received was now available for others. We'll see more later. I need you to go to the same book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 20, please. Acts 8 and verse 20. And this is speaking of good old Simon the sorcerer. "But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money." Nope, sorry, that's not how it works. Simon the sorcerer, in a tongue-in-cheek kind of a way, was saying, "Hey, where can I buy a super gift like that? I would like to trade in my gift." He was looking to upgrade, but that's not how it worked. Now, again, in Acts, let's go to chapter 10, verse 45, please. Acts 10, 45. "And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. It was given to those also," the Gentiles. And here, Gentiles is used in the plural, referring to the nations, those not of Israel. I'd like to read this next scripture in the Amplified Bible. And for this, I ask that you go to Romans 5:15. Romans 5:15. "But God's free gift is not at all to be compared to the trespass. His grace is out of all proportion to the fall of man. For if many died through one man's falling away, his lapse or his offense, much more profusely did God's grace and the free gift that comes through the undeserved favor of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound and overflow to and for the benefit of many." Verse 16, "Nor is the free gift at all to be compared to the effect of that one man's sin. For the sentence following the trespass of one man brought condemnation, whereas the free gift following many transgressions brings justification, an act of righteousness. And verse 17 goes on to say, for if by one man's trespass, that lapse or offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings. Kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. So, do we want to reign? Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Now, after receiving a gift from someone, what should be our response? For this, I ask that you go to 2 Corinthians 9:15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Simply put, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thank you, Lord, for your unspeakable gift. Or how about indescribable? Exclamation point. You know, we sometimes say after receiving a gift from someone, oh, you shouldn't have. With his, God's gift, that would be so true. With all that we have because of God's grace, of the free gift given to us by way of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we need to not let this gift just sit on the shelf. We need to shake things up and move mountains, no matter the size. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. I will be reading this from Walter Cummings, A Journey Through the Acts and the Epistles. It says, starting in verse 6, for this reason, and the verse before it ends with, I am persuaded that it dwells in you also. For this reason, verse 6, I remind you to rekindle, to stir up the gift of God that is in you by the laying on of hands. Moreover, my God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober thinking. Verse 8, therefore, do not be ashamed of the witness of our Lord, nor me his prisoner, but share with me in suffering hardships for the gospel according to the power of God, who saved or delivered us and called us with a holy, a sanctified calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Do we have a purpose? Absolutely. Which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the time of the ages. And verse 10. Those things were manifested in the present time by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who makes death inactive and brings life and incorruptibility to light through the gospel. Wow. In closing, let us enjoy 1 Peter, go to chapter 1, starting in verse 9. 1 Peter, chapter 1, and we'll start in verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. You know, the end of our faith, or our lives, are the beginning of eternal life when Jesus Christ returns. But what do we do with this gift? We don't let it sit in the shelf. We stir it up. We get this thing rekindled day in, day out. It is power. It is love. It is an expression from the one true God that was given to each one of us on a personal basis. And now, what do we do with it? Verse 10 of 1 Peter 1. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of that grace that should come unto you. Verse 11, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. You see, we have so much with this gift from our Heavenly Father. And I would like for us to close with a song. And the song is, appropriately so, Lift My Praise.
Sometimes in this life, you might get discouraged. You wonder if you're all alone, you're just barely hanging on. Well, just stop and remember all the things He's done for you. And just look up to Jesus and He will pull you through. So I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise for the world to know. I will lift my praise for the world to know. To know. You said you'd never leave us or forsake us, and it's true. You're my today and my tomorrow. I'm not living without you. So I'll give you every breath. Lord, use me as you will. You made a way when there was no way. I can't help but worship you. Sunshine in the rain, I'm surrounded by your love, Lord. You're my healer through the pain. You're my savior, you're my anchor. You're my refuge through the storm. I can't help but speak your name, Lord. We're gonna praise forevermore. So I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low,
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your indescribable gift. But I know that it's real. And we treasure that, Father. We want to use that with your love, with the power that it has, so that each one of us can move mountains, Father, that we can help those who need help, Father, with the best help known to mankind. And that is you, Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, knowing what he's endured. So I pray for each listener tonight and for the other believers around this world that we can continue to stand with big hearts on your word as it fills us with the best information we could possibly receive. And again, Father, I thank you for this gift. And it is in Jesus Christ's name that I pray. Amen.